The Saints travel west in search of a divine number 9 at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Welcome to the New Orleans Saints pregame report. I'm John DeShazer. And again, the Saints have won 8 consecutive games this season. That is the 3rd longest winning streak in franchise history. They won 9 straight during the season of 1987 and also a season that crossed over from 90 to 91. They won 9 straight. And of course, in 2009, they had the 13 game winning streak. That is a franchise record. Well, how did the Saints win 9 consecutive games? Well, here in Los Angeles, is going to be a little bit difficult today because they are without both starting cornerbacks, Marshawn Lattimore, the fantastic rookie, as well as Ken Crawley, who has much improved this season. Both guys out for this game. That's going to mean a lot of run for P.J. Williams and Devontae Harris. And also, don't be surprised to see a lot of snaps for Sterling Moore, who was recently re-signed this week. Also, the Saints picked up Dexter McDougal. Now, he was touted more so as a special teamer. However, he'll probably be in that defensive backfield rotation depending on the shortness. And the Saints get back safety Kenny Vaccaro. He missed the previous 2 games with a groin injury. So having him back certainly will help the team defensively. And let's not mistake, the Saints have been on a roll defensively prior to last week's game when they gave up a few more yards than they wanted to and a few more points than they wanted to, obviously, against Kirk Cousins and the Washington Redskins in a 34-31 overtime victory. They had been stifling opponents, and they're certainly going to have their hands full here today with quarterback Jared Goff in his second season. He's got almost 3,000 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. So he is extremely much improved over last season. And running back Todd Gurley, nearly 800 rushing yards with 8 touchdowns. He has an NFL best 11 total touchdowns. He also has 425 yards receiving as well as 3 touchdowns. So the Saints are going to have their hands full defensively with those two guys. Now, the Rams will be without Robert Woods, the wide receiver and the deep threat. So hopefully that'll play into the Saints' favor as they send some blitzes and some pressures toward Goff and attempt to get him off rhythm and get him on the ground, hopefully get him off rhythm and hopefully create a couple of turnovers. And the Saints have been doing that extremely well during this 8-game winning streak. Now, offensively for the Saints, believe it or not, this season it seems to begin and end with the running game. They've been extremely proficient in that area. Top 5 rushing attack in the league, averaging 144 yards per game. And during the 8-game winning streak, jumped that up to 162 yards per game. Running back Mark Ingram having the best season of his career so far. He's right at 803 yards for the season, 8 rushing touchdowns, and he's been on fire during the winning streak. And so has rookie running back Alvin Kamara. Kamara has come in and filled that Reggie Bush Darren Sproles role that the Saints wanted to see him fill. No one knew he would fill it quite this way. He has been superb, obviously, in the running for offensive rookie of the year in the NFL. And we have to backtrack a little bit because Lattimore, and give him his props, he's in the running for defensive rookie of the year. But offensively, it seems for the Saints during this streak to have begun and ended with the run game. They've been extremely good at it. And today might be a good day for it because the Rams allow 123 rushing yards per game, more than 4 yards per carry. So that plays right into the Saints' hands. Well, if they do want to buck up a little bit against the run and they want to crowd the box, well, of course, the Saints have Drew Brees at quarterback. And last week against the Redskins, he threw for more than 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. He had about 200 of those yards in the fourth quarter. Went 11 for 11 during one stretch, including 2 touchdowns, including the game-tying touchdown, and 2-point conversion from Alvin Kamara. So, you know, the Saints have it going offensively, it seems. They're averaging 30 points a game, and they've really gotten into a rhythm here as of late. So if the Rams choose to crowd the box defensively, the Saints have a Hall of Fame quarterback to counter that action. Special teams-wise, the Saints will have their hands full in that area also. Punter Thomas Morstead and kickoff place kicker Will Lutz will have to make sure that they get some hang time and get it deep because the Rams have Pharoh Cooper. He is one of the top returners in the league, averaging 30 yards on kickoff returns, and he has a 103-yard touchdown return to his credit, as well as 10 yards per punt return. So the Saints punt and kick cover teams will be on notice today. The last time they were on such notice, they played the Detroit Lions, and Jamal Agnew had a 74-yard punt return for a touchdown. He had 106 return yards on 4 punt returns. So the Saints on notice in punt and kick return teams. the Saints did get a boost last week in their own punt return coverage, in their own punt return game, from Tommy Lee Lewis. Had a couple of returns for 38 yards. That's extremely encouraging. They've been struggling in that area with Ted Ginn Jr. The Saints seem to have maybe found a new punt returner in Tommy Lee Lewis. We'll see how that works out, because the Rams have one of the best kickers in NFL history in Johnny Hecker, and the Rams are only allowing 6.7 yards per return. They've only allowed 67 total yards in punt returns this season. So the Saints hopefully have invested a little bit in that kick return game, in that punt return game. That's one of the reasons that assistant coach and special teams coach Mike Westhoff has joined this staff. He said he believes this team has an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl. And one way of doing that is to improve on the special teams. That's one of the areas that Coach Sean Payton said needed to be shored up a little bit, and hopefully that'll be done. Again, back home, this game will be kickoff at 3:25 p.m. Central Time on WWL TV. That's the CBS affiliate, so check out the Saints on CBS today, not Fox, on CBS today. I'm John DeShazer, and check us out on the postgame report presented by Verizon Wireless, myself and Sean Kelly. As of right now, the Saints will be here at Los Angeles Memorial Stadium pretty soon, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, pretty soon, and hopefully en route to winning their ninth consecutive game. Go Saints!